The Rio Del Planning Commission began the process of updating the draft housing element at their August 27th meeting. Expanded opportunities for accessory dwelling units, tiny homes, and inclusionary zoning could be included in the final plan, which will be developed over the course of future meetings. The housing plan is a state requirement for local governments to identify and analyze existing and projected housing needs. The housing element also requires an inventory of housing, population, and employment analysis to project future housing needs for all income levels. The State Department of Housing and Community Development has recently released guidelines for communities to expand housing with accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, and tiny homes, which are also referred to as efficiency housing or junior ADUs. Tiny homes in particular are a hot topic in Sacramento as one approach to solving the housing crisis by increasing housing options and availability. The state has mandated that tiny homes be allowed in residential zones. The state is also encouraging the development of detached bedrooms, commonly referred to as mother-in-law units, in residential zones. Health and Safety Code 17958.1 says that a city or a county, quote, may, by ordinance, permit efficient units for occupancy by no more than two persons, which have a minimum floor plan of 150 square feet, and which may also have a partial kitchen or bathroom facilities, end quote. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell explained the code further to the commissioners.
Accessory dwelling units is the new name for secondary dwelling units. Junior dwelling units are less than 400 square feet. Tiny houses, with the changes that were made to the building code, I believe it was in the 2016 code update, they can actually go down to 150 square feet, which is a 10 by 15 footprint. Pretty darn small.
Shit.
But if you look at it, it says, notwithstanding so the sections, city county may by ordinance permit efficiency units. We actually have to do it now. It says for occupants by no more than two persons, which have a minimum floor area of 150 square feet. And then it gives you the definition of an efficiency unit. And then it says the city or county, if you look at subsection C, the city or county or city and county shall not do any of the following. Will limit the number of efficiency units in an area zoned for residential use located within 1.5 mile of public transit.
Inclusionary zoning is also under consideration for the draft housing element. This would require a housing development over a certain size to include housing for all income levels in the project. Caldwell expanded on the concept of inclusionary zoning.
I would like to first get a discussion on inclusionary zoning. Some folks are totally opposed to it. They don't want to intermix above moderate housing with very low-income housing on the same type of project. On bigger projects down in the Bay Area, they've got one in Tracy, I think it's called River Island, and it's like 10,000 homes, a 10,000-unit subdivision. But they do provide housing for all income segments. So on larger parcels, it's really not that dramatic. On smaller parcels, it could be. If, in fact, they are low or very low-income housing, they're likely getting federal or state tax credits. Those tax credits require them to maintain those facilities in good shape, just like the Danco one in our 49-unit family low-income housing project. As you probably may remember, for those of you that were here, I understand that when that project was first proposed, the 49-unit low-income housing project, that there was a lot of concern in the community about bringing 49 low-income families to the community. It's actually probably our nicest multifamily project buildings, facilities we have in the city of Rio Del.
No decisions were made by the Planning Commission at this initial workshop. Future meetings will be scheduled to work on the draft housing element, which will then go to the City Council for final approval before being sent to the state. The city is required to have an approved housing element on file with the state in order to qualify for some funding opportunities going forward. The next meeting of the Rio Del Planning Commission is Tuesday, September 24th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. The complete packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.